How many years ago was it since some of you got married? For some of you, it's quite a long time. For some of you, it might be 20 years, 30 years, 40, 45, or even 50 years ago, or even more, who knows, that you were married. For some of you, I know, you're not yet married. You're about to become married. And so you're probably thinking about who you're going to invite to the wedding. We've all been to weddings. We've all been to these wedding parties and banquets. We've invited people to ours if we've been married, or we've been to others, friends, relatives, people we like, sometimes people we don't like, let's be honest. But we've all been to weddings. Jesus tells this parable here of this wedding banquet. Jesus is in Jerusalem. He's only got a few days to live. He knows his time is up and he's about to be crucified. He's gone up to Jerusalem for this feast, the great feast of Passover, and is almost in desperation. He's desperately trying to encourage those that have rejected him to finally turn. And so he teaches a number of parables about what the kingdom of heaven is like. He teaches them about how God calls them all to his special place. He's teaching them how the kingdom of heaven is like a pearl, something that's rich and blessed and wonderful. He teaches them how God longs to bring everyone into his kingdom. And he teaches this parable of the wedding banquet, because he knows that some people just won't come in. They don't want to. They refuse to come to the wedding banquet. They refuse to come into the kingdom of heaven. If we think of that first reading, Moses would have described them as stiff-necked, those that refuse to turn and look upon themselves and look upon God. So God, through Jesus, tells this parable. He says, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son, and he sent his servants to call those who'd been invited to the wedding banquet, but they refused to come." Why did they refuse? Jesus was saying this because he knew those chief priests and the Pharisees and the very religious were there in the temple. Those people that thought of themselves as spiritual, as religious, as good people. And he challenged them. Why would they refuse to come? Why would they not come into the kingdom? The story is all about commitment. About choice, about desire to actually go the whole way, to give of ourselves fully to God. I'm sure some of you have been there. You've been invited to a cousin's wedding. It's in California. By the time you've added up the cost of the flights and the hotel accommodation and the hire car and the wedding present, you think, you know what? I'm not going to go. It's going to cost me $2,000 or $3,000. It's just not worth it for them. I'd like to, but maybe I'll just send a card saying I'd like to be there and have a good day. Now that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do for many of us, of course. But when God himself sends you an invitation and says, "Come, I want you to be my disciples. I want you to be in my kingdom. I want you to know my love. I want you to receive all the blessings I'm going to pour out for you." And we say, "I'm not really willing to do that. I don't want to give myself to you because I'm quite comfortable where I am. I've got things to do." Some, it says, were in the fields busy. Others were at their business. And that's like us sometimes. We think, you know, I'm good enough. I don't really need to do any more. I don't need to give all this commitment to God. I don't need to give much more of myself. It's okay. I come to church for an hour on a Sunday. I pray. That's enough, isn't it? But God actually calls us to go deeper than that. He calls us to go wholly and totally. He calls us to give ourselves totally to him. He invites us in. But some of them refused to come. So Jesus says, then the king sends his servants to go and call everyone in. Everyone, bring everyone in. Good or bad, don't really matter. You're all going to come. You're all invited. All invited to the banquet. And some come. And there's this one person we see at the end who comes, but refuses, for whatever reason, to wear the wedding garment that he's been given. And he gets thrown out. He's come, but his commitment is still not there. He'll come. He'll dip his toe in the water, as it were. He'll look in. He'll eat the food, but he refuses to give of himself into that wedding. Jesus was talking to those chief priests and those that were rejecting him and saying, look, if you don't come to me, if you don't come to me, then God can't come to you. He can't bless you if you don't come. But they refuse. So it says God's calling everyone, good or bad, rich or poor, Jew or Gentile, slave or free. He's calling you all. And he's still doing that. He's still calling us all into his kingdom. He's calling every single person in this world, every person that's ever lived, has been called into this wedding banquet with Jesus. Been called into a relationship with him. But not all will choose to enter. Not all will choose to come in. Because when they look to themselves, they find the cost of following, the cost of discipleship too great, and refuse to let go of whatever it is that holds them away from God. Maybe they don't want to give up certain habits. Maybe they don't want to give up certain privileges. Maybe they don't want to give up well-held views. Maybe they don't want to fear. They fear that if they do so, they're going to have to give up something of themselves. It's true. We do. We have to give up of ourselves. But God provides so much more when he blesses us in his banquet. He calls us all to be his disciples. He welcomes us all, but he calls us for commitment to him. Jesus told this parable 2,000 years ago, but he's still calling it today. He's asking each one of us daily, will you come to me? Will you come to me? Will you be blessed by me? Will you live your life with me? Or are you going to go your own way? That's the challenge. That's the call. Are we ready to answer? Amen.